Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Welcome, welcome, my friends. This is the show that never ends, and this is your host, the General Gonzo S. Patton. And I want to thank you for joining me here at Freedom Outlaw Radio. We have our affiliate with us today, the Rebooting Liberty Radio Network at live.rebootingliberty.com, the first, last, and only name in Liberty Radio. And the chat room is open for those of you who would like to join us in there. Keep your obscenities and extremities to yourself at all times. Be friendly, be nice, or you'll get your ass booted. If you have questions, play along. Today we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart and should be to you, liberty. And we're going to go through something that we should all know by heart, but most people don't. The Declaration of Independence. Because it is more relevant today than it has been in my lifetime. And probably most of yours. The Declaration started out when it was written, to read the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States of America. And the word united was not capitalized. Most people do not know that. And the reason why is pretty self-explanatory if you look at it from a literary standpoint. The states were united together against the government. Now, in all of our textbooks that our children read, the word united is capitalized, and our government capitalizes the word united to show that the states, all 50 of them, or 57, if you look at what Barack Obama says, are united to show that the government has tyrannical control over the 50 states and that they are united under one central government, and that is wrong. The states have sovereignty. Now let's go through this document and look how it compares to what's going on in the country today. And why this document is relevant to what is happening now. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, to assume among the powers of the earth the separation and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Very long-winded way of saying, get your hands off me. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Who amongst you can say you have granted consent to this monstrous blob that now has become a centralized beast of tyranny above us? I certainly do not grant them consent any longer, do you? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. Accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. And we have suffered long enough. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security, such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and I say of these states and these people today. And such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present President of the United States of America is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, let facts be submitted to the candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. Now, who among you can deny that Barack Hussein Obama is a lawless president, and Congress has looked the other way and allowed that to be so, and so has the Supreme Court? He has forbidden his government to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be attained. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. He, with the stroke of a pen and with his phone, has done as he will through executive order, ignoring the laws of Congress and doing as he shall please. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. Obama will not and has refused to pass or sign legislation and has told both the House and Senate, yeah, I'll veto that if you pass it. And they have refused to take up the legislation. And that has gone on for 7 years now. He, being Obama, has called together legislative bodies at unusual places, unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. Well, legislative body has been called to the White House, not where they legislate. They have met in the middle of the night and passed bills, not during their customary hours. They have had their bills placed in a room they could not remove them from in large amounts that are unreadable due to the volume and largesse of them, where they could not possibly read and know what they were voting on. I say to you, that is for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasion on the rights of the people. He, being Obama, has with the stroke of a pen done away with the House and the Senate by negating their authority with executive order. He has refused for a long time after such disillusions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining in the meantime exposed to all dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. We are being swarmed over with invaders from our southern border, be they illegal aliens from Mexico or what our immigration officials call OTMs, or other than Mexicans. That would be this Islamic horde that's coming in. And our usurper in chief is bringing them in using UPS and Homeland Security buses. And this is causing convulsions within. Can you say beheadings? Yes. Can you say Islamic rapes? Yes. Can you say large-scale mass murders in San Bernardino? Yes. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. Ooh, he won't let the states, Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas, stop these people at the borders. He won't let Border Patrol do what they need to do. And he's reached out through the BLM and just taken large swaths of land in Idaho, Nevada, Montana, and the West. Anybody remember Bundy Ranch? The things that Obama has done are the same things that the king was doing that caused the Declaration of Independence. But let's move on. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Ooh, didn't Obama go Red Rover, let those people in Gitmo go back over, and now they're on the battlefield organizing and fighting and killing our troops? Oh, and didn't he open the doors of our prisons and allow convicted felons back out into society? Oh, this sounds very familiar to our founding document now, doesn't it? In King George, yes it does. Follow along with me, folks. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices in the amount and payment of their salaries. Now, let's look at Sotomayor. She had more decisions, 90%, overturned by the Supreme Court than were sustained, but she got promoted to the Supreme Court. Then he took Elena Kagan, who had never been a judge, not even at a cat show, and made her a judge on the Supreme Court. Sounds familiar. He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out of their substance. That sounds familiar. We have lots of new offices and swarms of new officers as the federal government has grown and our taxes have grown. We have collected more taxes to date than we ever have in the history of America under Obama's watch. And it's still not enough to feed the growing government. That is eating out of our substance. They're not coming to our house and eating out of our pantry. They're just taking our money so we can afford to go shopping and eat out of our own damn pantry. He has kept among us in times of peace, standing armies without consent of our legislature. Who amongst us has not seen MRAPs and other armed Department of Homeland Security's vehicles? Who amongst us has not seen in the paper that the IRS, the Department of Education, the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife, and other agencies have been armed with SWAT teams, with MRAPs, and other militarized vehicles, with weapons? Why does the Department of Education need SWAT teams? One must themselves is. But thus far, we're hitting on all cylinders in the declaration now, aren't we? He has affected to render the military independent of and superior to civil power. Well, we have a civilian in charge of our military. Not good. And now we're allowing women in combat, and your daughters must register for the draft. Bet you didn't know that, did you? He has combined with others to subject us to jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. Climate agreement, arms treaty, just to name two. And for quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment of any murders which they should commit on inhabitants of these states. We have foreign soldiers training on our soil, several of which that have gone missing. We don't know where they are. We don't know what they're doing. And that has happened on more than one occasion. For cutting off trade with all parts of the world, he has entered into and cut off trades, tariffs, and other things without going through the Senate, as he should, for imposing taxes on us without our consent. Obamacare. One big tax. Ooh, did we forget that? Taxes went up greatly. No consent from the people. How many of you, show of hands, agreed to be taxed the way you are right now? For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretend offenses. When foreign lands have sought to try American citizens, there has been no outrage. Did he seek to get back the American who was sitting in a Mexican jail? The Marine? No. Has he fought to get back Americans detained in Iran? No. Our president, King George, for abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein arbitrary government and engaging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument to introduce the same absolute rule into these colonies. What does that mean? It means that he is opening our borders and allowing in anybody and everybody that he wants. He has taken away our charters and abolished our most valuable laws, fundamentally altering our form of government that he stated he would do prior to his election. He has declared that he was invested with the power to legislate for us with his pen and his phone. And in the Declaration of Independence, it stated, for suspending our legislatures and declaring themselves to be invested with power to legislate for us with all cases whatsoever. He's abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and chosen to wage war with us by importing Islam. This does sound like Barack Hussein Obama is King George. He is, at this time, transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny, already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy, scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages, and totally unworthy the head of a civilized nation. One only has to look at his taking in the alleged Syrian refugees. Refugees are typically women and children. These are military-aged men who shaved off their beards on the battlefield and have come here with jihad in their minds and hearts. And once here, these refugees, what are they doing? They're raping and killing. They're building bombs, and we have yet to see the worst of it. Why? Because he is bringing in a barbarous, mercenary Islamic army. Once again, just like King George, he has excited domestic insurrections amongst us and has endeavored to bring on the inhabitants of our frontiers the merciless, not Indian savages, let us insert Muslim savages, whose known rule of warfare is an undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. Wow. As we go through the Declaration of Independence, we certainly do sound like he's hit on all cylinders, just like King George. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren, we should say our American brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity. and we have conjured them by the ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They too have been deaf to the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must therefore acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war, in peace, friends. We therefore, the representatives of the United Small N States of America and General Congress assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by austerity of the good people, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states, and they are absolved from the allegiance to the British Crown, or in this issue, the American Crown, of Barack Hussein Obama, the Congress that has ignored us, and the Supreme Court that has chosen to side with a tyrannical government. They have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, and establish commerce, and we have full power to declare with firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, and we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. It is up to us to be a free and sovereign people. It is up to us to be united in our states, our sovereign states, to stand against the tyrants, just as our founders stood against the tyrants in Britain. These tyrants put on a kabuki theater, pretend that voting matters. You have no need to look any further than the GOP and their attempts to go to a brokered convention, because they fear that Cruz or Trump will get elected if they get the nomination. They would rather have Bush or Rubio get the nomination and lose to the Democrats and keep power as the minority and keep their cushy jobs, keep their power, and still retain what they have, because that is most important to them, to keep their nests feathered and keep us down as serfs feeding the system by paying our taxes and going to work every day, than being free and honoring their oaths of office. And it's time this changed. It's time that we unite, pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor, and we stand up and we fight back. I am a free radical. I believe in liberty. I believe in the Declaration of Independence. I believe in the Constitution. I believe in our natural rights, and I will be a free man. Whether I get confined over this broadcast, or I'm ignored by our government and I continue to rally the masses. God bless you, and God bless America. Come with me if you want to be free. I'll be back Thursday, and we'll continue this.
We'd like to dedicate this next song to our troops and to their families, no matter where they are tonight. May God bless each and every one of them. Amen. have no plastic LA friends. Ain't on the edge of no popular trend. Ain't never seen the inside of that magazine GQ. We don't care if you're a lawyer or a Texas old man, or some waitress busting ass at some liquor stand. If you got soul, we hang out with people just like you. My hair's